The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you a Florida Christmas poem. Sound prints for December 23rd is now online. Mini Mall is having a clearance sale. Novel Ideas Club will meet January 18th. Mystery Books will meet January 27th. Submit nominees for the Durward K. McDaniel First Timer Awards. Niagara Falls trip at convention next summer. And if I have time, I'm going to describe some gadgets and blind tech that might be available and of your interest. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. A Florida Christmas by Tim Hendel, H-E-N-D-E-L. 'Twas the day before Christmas, and the kids on the beach were playing with frisbees just beyond the tide's reach. The mommies were shopping, all covered with sweat. 'Twas the hottest December in Florida yet. And out at the airport, the jet planes were landing with thick coats and suitcases. Tourists were standing from Boston and Cleveland, New York and LaGrange, saying, just take it easy till you're used to the change. And I in my shorts and the kids in their trunks were combing the beach and looking for junk. I found 3 lost coins and a broken cassette, but my little boy cried for he'd found nothing yet. Then something appeared way out on the water. The first one to see it was someone's small daughter. It came floating in an old shrimper's boat, so loaded with stuff that it hardly could float. It was manned by a captain all wrinkled and old, but with eyes that were clear and a stare that was bold. Long ago it was painted a bright shiny green, and the name La Gitana could barely be seen. The paint was now faded, and the oars, they were cracked. It was up to the gunwales from the weight in the back. It came to the shallows and scraped on the sand, and the children came running to help him a hand. They pulled the boat up, and the man took a line and tied to a palm tree, just taking his time. Then the stuff from the back he began to unpack, boxes and presents and waterproof sacks. There were dolls for the girls and cars for the boys and big blasting radios that made such a noise. There was stuff for the parents and more for the teens, like computers and TVs with bright little screens. The boat now was empty and easy to push as it entered the sea with a glad little whoosh. The man took his oars and paddled off south, and I wanted so bad to go with him myself. His last parting words, now his work was all done. Feliz Navidad, don't stay out in the sun. Happy New Year. 2019 should be a good one. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine for December 23rd is now online. New monthly activity for ACB members under 40, sponsored by ACB Next Generation. Delta modifies service animal policy. Meet Darren Harbour and Imagine Blind Players. Santa visits the Christmas with the Council Party in Louisville. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind. Phone 502-895-4598. Email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. It's inventory reduction time at the ACB Mini Mall. We're ringing out the old year with lots of bargains. Watch your email every day for our great deals. Available only on phone orders while supplies last. Call quick for best selection. Order by phone between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific, Monday through Saturday, by calling 877-630-7190. We accept all major credit cards. ACB logo travel mug, 16-ounce stainless steel tumbler with screw-on lid. Thumb slide closure prevents spills. Double wall construction helps maintain beverage temperatures. Steel with colored ACB logo. Plastic lining top and bottom rim. Only 3 orange left. Available also in black, $14. ACB Stone Coaster. Absorbent stone coaster protects furniture from water rings and condensation puddles. Cork backing prevents scratches on furniture. Round coaster with the ACB logo, 4 3/8 inches in diameter, 5/16 inch thick. Single coaster, $6. Set of 2, $10. ACB credit card case. Attractive aluminum case protects credit ID and other cards with RFID chips containing your personal account information from the bad guys because it blocks those frequencies from passersby. Six interior heavy paper slots lets you organize credit cards, ID, health cards, and more. Can hold business cards, a key, and even cash. ACB logo on front. Secure top snap closure. 2 7/8 by 4.5 by 5/8 inch. Only one purple and one black left. Also available in red, blue, pink, or silver. $10. ACB Sandal Luggage Tag. Fun-loving tag makes luggage easy to spot. Sturdy, bright plastic tag with strong plastic buckle strap. ACB logo on front. Lines for contact info on back. Only one purple and two pink left. Also available in white, red, green, light blue, and dark blue. $4 each or 2 for $7. ACB Success Tote. Carry everything you need in this durable 600D polyester tote. Zippered main pocket keeps your stuff from spilling out. Front slip pocket, pen loop, two mesh pockets for water bottles or cane. Back bottom zipper, so shoulder strap, and mesh pockets are black. Front is your choice of red, black, or apple green. Front slip pocket is black with very tactile, white embroidered ACB logo. The words ACB Sparks Success are embroidered in white beneath the logo. 14 by 20 by 4 inch tote with dual 25.5 inch shoulder strap. Only one red, two green, and two black left. $18. ACB Mega Power Bank, ideal backup for your portable devices. Power Bank with ACB logo features a high-capacity 11,000 milliamp lithium polymer battery, output cords for tablets and smartphones, two USB and one micro USB ports for charging multiple devices at the same time, and a micro USB to USB cable for charging the power bank. Indicator light shows when the power bank is fully charged. Compatible with Apple, Android, and other devices that charge through a USB cable. Charge your tablet once and your smartphone multiple times. UL listed. Measures 6 by 3 by 1/2 inch. Only one blue and two black left, also available in white. $45. Official 2018 convention t-shirt. Black tagless shirt with red design and writing. The famous gateway arch above the still. Famous gateway arch above the St. Louis skyline is on the front, and the 2018 conference and convention sponsors are on the back. 2018 and ACB in print and braille are written inside the arch. Only one each in child small, medium, large, and adult extra large, also available in adult large. $13. ACB 16-gigabyte flash drive, $10. 32-gigabyte flash drive or SD card, $18. Happy shopping at the Mini Mall. Signed, Carla Ruscheval, ACB Mini Mall. Novel Ideas meets the third Friday of each month at 8 p.m. Eastern. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/j/5A41491462 or iPhone One Tap and in the U.S. at 1408638089861, 5A41491462 # or 1646-876-99231, 5841-49162 # or telephone. For higher quality, dial a number based on your current location. In the U.S., 1-408-638-0986 or 1-646-876-9923. Call in with the meeting ID 584-149-162. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/capital S X 9 O capital A 6 C capital R. Dateline Newswire, Friday, January 18th, 2019, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't know why they keep saying daylight. Novel Ideas will be discussing the book A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, DB10426, or DB44769. Below is the synopsis from Bookshare. From the moment she entered the world, Francie needed to be made of stern stuff. For the often harsh life of Williamsburg demanded fortitude, precocity, and strength of spirit. Often scorned by neighbors for her family's erratic and eccentric behavior, such as her father Johnny's taste for alcohol and Aunt Sissy's habit of marrying serially without the formality of divorce. No one, least of all Francie, could say that the Nolan's life lacked drama. By turns overwhelming, sublime, heartbreaking, and uplifting, the Nolan's daily experiences are tenderly threaded with family connectedness and raw with honesty. Join us at the Zoom meeting to discuss this great book, hosted by Randy Shelton. Email rshelton820@gmail.com. Co-host Ruth Ann Acosta. Email ruth1244@gmail.com. Date, Friday, January 18th, 2019. Times, 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and elsewhere in the world, Saturday at 1 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. We hope you'll join us to discuss this great book. About 10 minutes before the program, dial the Zoom numbers or execute the Zoom meeting link found on your Zoom invitation. Signed, Randy Shelton. And Parsons Facilitator is inviting you to a scheduled Zoom meeting. Topic, the Mystery Book Discussion Group. Meets Sunday, January 27th, 2019, from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android. https://zoom.us/s/7104-634-624. Or iPhone OneTap in the U.S. 140-863-80986, 7104-34624#, or 1-646-876-9923, 7104-34624#, or telephone. For higher quality, dial a number based on your current location. In the U.S., 1-408-638-0986 or 1-646-876-9923. Call in with the meeting ID 710-434-624. International numbers are available at https://zoom.us/u/CIDZ(K)OD7. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing the Zoom Cloud Meetings app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, you can double tap on one of the above numbers to initiate the call. If you prefer calling on a regular telephone, use one of the above numbers. Newswire, Sunday, January 27th, 2019, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, the Mysteries Discussion Group will be discussing Cat in the Stacks, Books 1 through 3, Murder Past Due, by Miranda James. You can find it on Bard by looking for DB91140. You can find it on Bookshare by following the link below, https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book/185-4288. All are welcome. Please use the above information to log into the meeting. We hope to see all of you then. Note, though the Bard edition is an omnibus, we will probably discuss only the first book, Murder Past Due. That doesn't mean you can't read the other two books. Do so by all means. We're just requiring that you read the first one. Times, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific, and elsewhere in the world, Sunday, 2200 hours, Greenwich Mean Time. About 10 minutes before the program, dial the Zoom numbers found on your Zoom invitation. Hosted by AccessibleWorld.org, RadioOutOfThePast.org, contacts Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus, phone 818-998-0044. Email boacosta@pacbell.net. Website www.helpinghands4theblind.net. And Larry Gassman, Accessible World Co-Chair, AccessibleWorld.org, phone 714-449-1958. Email Larry2Rs, Gasman2Ss at Roadrunner.com. Alan Lemley, co-chair, AccessibleWorld.org, phone 601-919-6907. Email WALEMLY at gmail.com. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Robert Acosta, President, Helping Hands for the Blind, 818-998-0044. www.helpinghands4theblind.net. Signed, Ann Parsons. DKM First Timers Committee prepares to receive applications for 2019. For more than 20 years, the DKM First Timers Program has been in existence. Efforts to introduce the program and identify new leaders for the furtherance of ACB has been directed by designated DKM committee members and chairpersons. A majority of committee members have been previously selected as DKM First Timers, and a number of these individuals have gone on to serve on multiple ACB committees and as chapter, state, and special interest affiliate officers, including the Office of President and their respective affiliates. For the benefit of new ACB members, the acronym DKM refers to the Durward K. McDaniel, founding father of ACB. The selection process includes two recipients being awarded as DKM first-timers, one from the east and one from the west of the Mississippi River. The DKM committee reserves the right to recognize two recipients from the east or west if there are no qualified applicants from one of the specified areas. Let's hear testimonials from former recipients of the DKM First Timers Award. Becky Dunkerson, it truly was an honor and an experience that I will treasure forever. The convention provided me with a different perspective of what leadership is and showed me more about ACB and the convention itself. The DKM reception was very nice, and it was awesome to see a room full of past winners and to talk with some old-timers of the committee. Graham Steele, I enjoyed the workshops I attended and learned much. What a great chance to gather information in multiple areas. I believe the workshop I liked the most was the Leadership Institute, where we role-played different situations, and the lady in charge was Rebecca Bridges. Nicholas McNeil, during the leadership-oriented workshops, I learned not only of leadership improvement traits, but how to implement and use them in scenarios that have happened or could potentially occur in my direct personal experience. I found them to be one of the most interesting aspects of my trip. Listening to speakers who are making and influencing a positive impact on and the visually impaired on and for the visually impaired community was one of the many aspects to the general sessions, which I very much enjoyed. To be eligible for consideration, each applicant must meet specific requirements, which includes being age 18 or older, blind or visually impaired, an ACB member in good standing, never have attended a previous ACB national conference and convention. The DKM program and ACB honors recipients by funding round-trip air travel and supporting transportation, hotel accommodations, double occupancy, per diem allowance for meals and incidentals, Leadership Institute, reception, banquet tickets, the general convention registration fee, and other activities determined by the committee and ACB Board of Directors. Optional tours and other fun activities are not covered by the program. The responsibilities of each recipient include, but are not limited to, attending the full week of conference and convention activities from Saturday, July 6th to Friday, July 12th. Participating in daily general sessions, keys to the convention seminar, along with special interest and committee seminars while interacting with ACB leaders and fellow members. Stay tuned for the official award announcement in the January 2019 ACB Braille Forum. Kind regards, DKM Committee Chair Kenneth Semyon Sr. His phone numbers are 409-866-5838 and cell phone 409-201-3040. The link for the Niagara Falls excursion at the convention next summer was broken, so I can't read that to you. There is an update to the mini mall sale. Today's new deals: Gateway to Success computer messenger bag, raw edge dyed 100% enzyme washed cotton canvas bag. Perfect for 15-inch laptops and other devices and carry-alongs. Features the Gateway to Success image that looks across the Mississippi River at the St. Louis skyline at dawn. Some lights are on in the buildings, and they reflect in the water. The skyline extends across the picture and can be seen through the lighted gateway arch on the left. ACB in print and braille is in white in the water on the lower right-hand quarter. Bag has adjustable shoulder strap, antique brass slider and D-ring, large flap with magnetic snap, side and zipped exterior and interior pockets, 16 by 11.5 by 4.5 inches, khaki, only one left, $34. ACB fleece jacket, soft polyester fleece jacket with zip front and shin guard, two huge interior pockets, large exterior side pockets, zip vertically for a slimmer look. Open cuffs, men's jackets in black, navy, burgundy, red, or gray, or skydiver blue. Only three large and two three extra large left. Also available in medium, extra large, and two extra large. Women jackets are contoured. Order up one size for best fit. In pink, blossom, hibiscus, or royal blue. Only three medium, one extra large, and two double extra large left in stock. $42. Sizes medium to extra large, $45. Sizes 2X and 3X large. Aluminum folding cane, five-section, budget-conscious cane. Quality construction with dual inner cords. Comfortable premium grip. Highly visible and reflective in low light. Only one 56-inch cane left. Also available in 46 to 60 inches. Sorry, no, 50-inch aluminum canes are sold out. $27. Graphite folding cane, our best-selling cane. Lightweight, strong, rugged, and durable five-section cane. Dual inner cords. Sensitive and responsive. Longer life, over twice that of aluminum. Flexible yet strong, will flex and return to straight. Only two 48, 58, and 60-inch canes in stock. Also available in 46, 50, 52, 54, and 56-inch lengths. $38. Folding ID cane. Thin, lightweight, durable, and strong. This cane's seven sections let it fold small and tuck away easily in pocket or purse. Will not bend or corrode. Only one 52 and one 60-inch cane in stock. Also available in 50, 54, 56, and 58-inch lengths. $33. More deals available. From NFB.org. Whether texting a friend, taking notes, or writing a longer email, typing on an iPhone has always been a little slow for many people. Apple has tried to make things smoother with the introduction of things like touch typing and braille screen input, but longer writing on the iPhone is typically avoided. The introduction of third-party keyboards has provided the opportunity for alternate input methods and additional features, but there have been very few keyboards that really do anything innovative with on-screen input. FlickType, however, is a third-party keyboard which does a very good job at speeding up text entry, and is fast becoming my favorite keyboard on iOS. FlickType works by registering where on the keyboard you are tapping, not necessarily exactly which letters are being hit, and then uses various algorithms to predict the intended word. This allows you to type quickly, and as long as you are in the right general area for the word you intended, the app will usually get it right. Some of you may be thinking that this concept is not new, and you'd be right. A keyboard called Flexky, F-L-E-K-S-Y, which started as a keyboard for the blind but has become much less accessible, has been doing this for a while now. If you want to jump straight into using FlickType, please skip to the Setting Up FlickType section. For a little history of how FlickType came about, keep reading. From Flexy to FlickType. In 2012, a new app called Flexy promised faster typing on iOS. The blind community quickly grabbed onto it, and it became very popular on sites like Apple Viz. As this was in the days before third-party system-wide keyboards, the app was limited to typing in a notepad and then sharing to mail, messages, Twitter, etc., or copying to the clipboard. Over the next year, the app continued to be upgraded with new features and refinements. However, in the beginning of 2014, Flexi announced they were releasing Flexi VO to maintain accessibility as the new version had some issues. A lot of people were not very pleased about this, and while the core Flexi app did improve its accessibility, things were never quite the same. Flexi transitioned into a mainstream keyboard, and while the core typing experience remained mostly usable, the extra added features had varying amounts of accessibility issues. Once Flexi was acquired by Pinterest, Flexi VO was pulled from the App Store and open-sourced. The blind community largely left Flexi after this point. FlickType brings things back to basics. In March, a forum post on Apple Viz announced that a new app called FlickType was under development, utilizing the open-sourced Flexi VO code. This promised to revive the same style of keyboard as Flexi, but with a simplified, accessible interface. They recruited beta testers from the community and quickly grew in popularity. FlickType launched its first beta in a similar style to the old Flexi, with a simple notepad and various export options. This beta and the initial public app that soon followed allowed FlickType to refine the typing experience. Once the initial app made it into the store, they quickly followed up with a beta of a system keyboard. FlickType is now available as a full third-party keyboard usable in any app. It even has features like custom dictionaries, support for iOS text expansion, and basic emoji support. It is available for free in the App Store with system keyboard support costing 99 cents per month. Setting up FlickType. When FlickType is first installed, launching the app puts you on a welcome screen which gives basic instructions. Along the bottom of the screen are five tabs. Welcome, basic instructions for using FlickType, Demo, simple notepad with export options where you can get familiar with the keyboard, Upgrade, buy a subscription, Settings, adjust various FlickType options, Dictionary, add or remove words from the custom user dictionary. In order to use the system-wide keyboard, you must have either a free trial or paid subscription. Otherwise, you can only type inside the demo tab of the app. To enable the FlickType keyboard in iOS, go to Settings, General, Keyboard, Keyboards, and then Add New Keyboard. Find FlickType in the list and select it. Once FlickType is added, select it again and enable Full Access, which will let the keyboard work properly. You will receive a generic message about the developer potentially having access to everything you type, which FlickType does not do. This message shows up for all third-party keyboards. Once FlickType is added and full access is enabled, you are ready to type using FlickType. Once you begin editing a text field, there will be a Next Keyboard button in the lower left of the keyboard. Once the FlickType keyboard is selected, you are placed in a full-screen QWERTY keyboard. FlickType works differently from other mobile keyboards. Rather than looking for and entering each letter individually, you simply tap roughly where the letters would be on another keyboard. Let's say you wanted to type the word blind. Normally, you would move your finger around until you heard the letter B, then lift your finger to enter the letter, then find L, then I, and so on. With FlickType, just tap in the general area of the letters. As you type, you will hear clicks but no letters announced. This is because FlickType does not show the letters until you complete the word. So for the word blind, approximate where the letters would be. FlickType then uses various methods to infer that the letters you typed based on their position and the number of letters is most likely the word blind. You may have actually typed NJPMS, but since there are five letters and they are all close to the letters for blind, FlickType will offer that word as a suggestion. Once you are done typing a word, flick right with one finger, and FlickType will present the word it thinks you are most likely typed. There's more on the website in the article at nfb.org, but I've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.